Well, it's funny, Gary and I think it was Gary and myself and Jason talk about Joel. Joel C, Jason and I were talking about depending on what you carry around, it kind of shows how important you are, right? So we're talking about hard hats, clipboards, and all that stuff. If you walk around with a clipboard and a hard hat and a pencil, you must be important. I got the clipboard. I do have a pencil. I don't have my hard hat, and I didn't bring my whistle, and I don't have a magic marker, erasable, a magic marker in the coach. But so I'm ready to go. Because last week we talked about effective communication, verbal in particular. Today we're going to follow up on that a little bit, but. I wanted to review a couple of things. First of all, less talk, more listen. From James 1. Engage your ears. There's got to be a balance, though, between the two people, whoever's having the conversations, because some people like to talk more than others. See where the other person is emotionally, with body language, with tone, voice, and be calm and speak clearly. And I have a, well, Melinda says I have a hearing problem, but I can hear certain things, certain people, certain things that she can't hear. Now, I'm talking about physically hearing, but also I guess you could go in the spiritual realm too, but I can hear that cow 2 miles out in the woods, but I can't hear the bird chirping on the windowsill. And she can hear the bird, but can't hear the cow. So a lot of it for me is just enunciation. Enunciating the words. And I have to be conscious of that because sometimes I can mumble. And so you need to enunciate the words. So I need a volunteer. I know we did that last week, but I just need one volunteer to come up and do one little thing about enunciation. Someone who's not afraid to, or someone who's afraid to be in the public eye, like Dan did last week.
I'll come up station.
Okay. So while Randy's getting prepared, I have been to. Like we went to a jazz thing at St. Karen's a couple weeks ago, and the sound system there is terrible. And I can't hear things, no matter where I'm sitting. So the guy's rambling up there, introducing a song, and I'm like, Linda, what'd he say? What'd he say? And a couple times she said, I don't know, because she couldn't hear either. So part of it's acoustics, and part of it's enunciation. And whenever we did anything on stage or whatever, you always had to be facing your audience. In other words, you wouldn't go, "How's it going, Randy?" But I just want to say something to everybody out there. I mean, you can hear me, but you don't want to look at me.